Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
I do echo that brother's prayer that the Lord would speak to us.
我是在心里面回应弟兄的祷告，神，我们的主对我们说话。
We come to hear the Lord speak.
我们来到这里是因着神的缘故。
We don't want to hear man speaking, but we do want to ask the Lord to speak to us.
我们不是要听人的声音，乃是要听神对我们说话。
Let's just pray one more time.
我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you that we can come together in the name of your Son this morning.
父啊，今天为着我们能够奉儿子的名在这里聚集，我们感谢你。
And as we open your word,
当我们打开你话的时候。
We ask you to speak to us.
我们求你对我们说话。
Let no man speak, but let the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts.
不要让人说话，乃是让圣灵对我们的心说话。
Grant each of us here a humble and a teachable heart this morning.
让我们在这里每一个人都有一个受教的心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As we were singing this morning, I was so encouraged by a young lady singing right behind us. She was singing, I don't know how old she is, but she was singing from her heart. I was so encouraged by her singing and said, wow, we should. Because the first hymn was something that is not like one of those kids' songs like Jesus Loves Me, but it was a hymn that many adults speak. I'm sorry.
今天早上在这里唱诗歌的时候，我非常心里面非常得到激励，因为坐在我后面的一个小姐妹，她唱的是那么好。虽然呢，这第一首诗歌并不是给孩子们唱的像《耶稣爱我》这样的诗歌，应该是给大人的诗歌。但是呢，我听到她这样唱的时候，心里面非常得激励。Thank you.
对不起。Let's read Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2.
我们一起来读箴言第二十一章第二节。
Proverbs 21, verse 2.
箴言二十一章第二节。
All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart.
人所行的在自己眼中都看为正。唯有耶和华衡量人心。
Let's read it one more time. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart.
再念一遍，人所行的在自己眼中都看为正，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
I think this is very simple and straightforward. It's not really difficult to understand.
这段经文呢，非常的简单，也非常的直接，并不是一段难懂的经文。
I don't think there's anybody here who is too young to understand that.
我们这里没有一个人太小了，以至于不明白这句话。
Joshua, did you understand that verse?
Joshua.
Yes?
Yes.
I think he's the youngest one here. If he can understand it, we should all be able to understand it.
如果在我们这里最小的能够明白，我们所有的人都能够明白。
But I think as simple as this verse is,Because it's in the Bible, it has something that it can teach us.
这句话虽然这么简单，但是呢，因为在它是在圣经里面，所以对我们每一个人都有教训。
Because all Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. The 2 Timothy 3:16.
因为圣经都是神所默示的。提摩太后书三章第十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
First portion of that verse is all a man's ways seems right to him.
第二节前半部是说人所行的在自己眼中都看为正。
I would like for us to take a look at Saul and.The description of Saul, some of the things that Saul did, help us to see a little bit of that.
我们我想先看呢，就是扫罗他所做的一些事，让我们可以明白。
During Samuel's time, the Israelites asked for a king.
在撒母耳时代，以色列人求一个王。
Samuel is offended.
撒母耳呢, 就很不喜悦。
The Lord also is offended.
主耶和华也不喜悦。
And the Lord tells Samuel, they are offending me, they are not offending you.
耶和华说, 他们呢, 不是得罪你, 他们呢是得罪了我。
They are rejecting me and not you.
他们是拒绝我, 而不是拒绝你。
The Lord warns the Israelites of the costs of having a king.
主呢, 警告以色列人, 他们要一个王的结果。
But when the Israelites still want to have a king, the Lord grants them a king.
但是呢, 以色列人, 他们仍然要求一个王, 神就给了他们一个王。
And we know that Lord chose Saul to be the first king of Israel.
神呢, 就节选了扫罗, 成为以色列的第一个王。
In 1 Samuel chapter 13, Saul had been king for a number of years, for a few years.
在撒母耳记上啊, 扫罗呢, 做了以色列人的王, 做了几年。
And he goes out to fight the Philistines.
他跟非利士人征战。
The Philistines line up a huge army.
非利士人他们集结了大批的军队。
And the Israelite army looks at the Philistine army and they get scared.
以色列军队看到非利士人军队之后, 心里面惧怕。
They get so scared they start scattering.
他们是那样的惧怕, 以致四散, 四处逃散。
The Bible says they go hiding in caves and bushes and cliffs and in holes in the ground.
圣经告诉我们说, 他们就躲在山里面, 躲在坑里面, 躲在石穴里面, 躲在树丛里面。
Even the ones who are with Saul, they're trembling with fear.
甚至跟扫罗在一起的人也因着害怕而发抖。
Now Samuel had told Saul to wait for him until the appointed time.
撒母耳已经告诉扫罗要等候等到他来的时候。
But because Saul sees what's happening to his army, he gets scared and he gets anxious.
那么当扫罗看到这些情形的时候, 他心里面开始惧怕, 开始焦急。
He offers up a burnt offering to seek the Lord's favor.
那么他就献了燔祭, 想求耶和华的喜悦。
Now the Lord gives many privileges to the king, but offering up a burnt offering to the Lord is not one of the privileges that is given to the king.
神呢, 给做王的有很多的权利, 但是献祭却不是给他的权利。
That privilege is given to the priest.
这个权利呢, 是祭司的。
Do you remember King Uzziah? Uzziah.
乌利亚王, 乌西,
Uzziah.
乌西亚王。
He was actually one of the better kings of Judah, later kings.
他是犹大当中后来出现的一个很好的王。
But when Uzziah becomes very powerful, he also becomes very proud.
当乌西亚以色列国在他手中变得很强盛的时候，他就心里面骄傲起来。
In his pride, he goes into the temple to offer up burned incense on the altar of incense.
那么呢，他就进了圣殿来献那个燔祭的香。
The priests see this and they go to stop him.
祭司看到之后想要制止他。
He gets very angry.
使他很生气。
How dare you try to stop me?
你们怎么胆敢来制止我?
And while he's arguing with the priest,
当他跟祭司争吵的时候,
right on his forehead, God starts a leprosy.
结果呢，他前神就让他的前额长了这个大麻风。
And leprosy spreads through his whole body.
以至于呢，这个麻风遍满了他的全身。
They lead him out of the temple.
他们带他出了殿。
And that was the last time he ever entered the temple again.
结果呢，这就是他最后一次进入圣殿。
Because God ordained that man with leprosy may not enter the temple.
因为神的命令是有麻风病的人不能够进入圣殿。
So when Saul offered up a burnt offering, it was something that God did not approve of.
扫罗献祭是神没有准许的。
So when Samuel comes to Saul and says, "What have you done?"
那么撒母耳到扫罗那里说，你做了什么呢？
Saul's response is excuses and excuses and excuses.
扫罗呢就找了许多的借口，一个又一个借口。
Let's read from verse 11 to 14 of chapter 13.
撒母耳记上第13章从第11节开始。
Actually, the I'm going to read from New American Standard, so it will be it may be a little bit different than NIV.
我所读的版本跟 NIV 可能不大一样。
But Samuel said, "What have you done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattering from me, and that you did not come within the appointed days, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash. Therefore I said, now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not asked the favor of the Lord. So I forced myself and offered the burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, you have acted foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God."
撒母耳说，你做的是什么事呢？扫罗说，因为我见百姓离我散去，你也不照所定的日期来到，而且非利士人聚集在密抹，所以我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告耶和华，非利士人下到吉甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。撒母耳对扫罗说，你做了糊涂事了，没有遵守耶和华你神所吩咐你的命令做，若遵守，耶和华必在以色列中建立你的王位直到永远。
Sorry, I was going to read to 14. Which he commanded you, for now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not endure. The Lord has sought out for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him as ruler over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you.
第十四节，现在你的王位必不长久。耶和华已经寻找一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。
In this portion, there's no regret on the Saul's part.
在这段经文里面，我们看见保罗的心里面没有悔改，没有懊悔。
There is no indication in the Bible that Saul repents of his actions.
圣经里面我们也没有看到保罗因着他所做的而悔改。
Something similar happens in chapter 15.
十五章也是一样。
Chapter 15:1-3.
第一节到第三节。
Then Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord has sent me to anoint you as king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore, listen to the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he set himself against him on the way while he was coming up from Egypt. Now go and strike Amalek and utterly destroy all that he has, and do not spare him, but put to death both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey."
撒母耳对扫罗说，耶和华差遣我高你为王，治理他的百姓以色列，所以你当听从耶和华的话。万军之耶和华如此说，以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛利人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我都没忘。现在你要去击打亚玛利人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。
Okay, verse 8-13.
8-13节。
And he captured Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were not willing to destroy them utterly. But everything despised and worthless, that they destroyed. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, I regret that I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not carried out my commands. And Samuel was distressed and cried out to the Lord all night. And Samuel rose early in the morning to meet Saul, and it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set up a monument for himself. And then turned and proceeded down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, Blessed are you of the Lord. I have carried out the command of the Lord.
第八节， 生擒了亚玛利王亚甲，用刀杀尽亚玛利的众民。扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊牛犊羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的尽都杀了。耶和华的话临到撒母耳说，我立扫罗为王，我后悔了，因为他转去不跟从我，不遵守我的命令。撒母耳便甚忧愁，终夜哀求耶和华。撒母耳清早起来迎见扫罗，有人告诉撒母耳说，扫罗到了加密，在那里立了纪念碑，又转身下到基甲。撒母耳到了扫罗那里，扫罗对他说，愿耶和华赐福于你，耶和华的命令我已遵守了。
So Saul goes as the Lord commands him to go to strike the Amalekites.
扫罗按照神所吩咐的去击打亚玛利人。
And the Lord delivers the Amalekites into his hands.
神呢将亚玛利人交在他的手里。
So after the battle, he's feeling pretty good about himself.
这仗打完之后，他心里面自我感觉很好。
He's really strutting his stuff. I don't know if you know what that means. Strutting his stuff is an English American term. He's very proud.
是他心里面很骄傲。
When Saul sees Samuel coming to him, he's very cheerful.
当扫罗看见撒母耳来的时候，他心里面很高兴。
He's smiling and laughing and greets him.
他满面笑容的来迎接撒母耳。
And he says, he blesses him. And he says, I have carried out the command of the Lord.
他呢祝福撒母耳，他也说呢，耶和华的命令我都遵守了。
My wife and I, we always laugh at Samuel's response when he says that. Then what is this bleating of the sheep that I hear?
那我跟我太太读到这里面的时候都是笑。那我们听见的那个牛羊的声音是从哪里来的？
Because the sheep that he was supposed to kill, they're going baa baa in the background.
因为那些牛羊本来呢是应该被杀尽的，但是呢，撒母耳在这里却听到他们叫的声音。
I wonder.Saul, actually, I don't wonder. I think Saul, deep in his heart, sees nothing wrong.
我相信呢，在保罗内心深处，他一点都没有觉得他做了错事。
I think deep in his own heart, he did the right things.
在他心里的深处，他相信他做的都是对的。
I don't think he's pretending.
他没有在假装。
When he said.I have carried out the command of the Lord. I don't think he's pretending that he did something right when he did something wrong.
当他说耶和华的命令我已遵守的时候，我相信他不是装着，就是说他知道错了，但是装着他做得很对。
Even when Samuel points out that he didn't do right,
甚至撒母耳指出他错误之后，
Saul is still defending himself.
扫罗还在为自己辩护。
Verse 19 to 21.
第十九节的到第二十一节。
Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord, but rushed upon the spoil and did what was evil in the sight of the Lord? Then Saul said to Samuel, I did obey the voice of the Lord, and went on the mission on which the Lord sent me, and have brought back Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people...took some of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the choicest of the things devoted to destruction, to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal.
第十九节，你为何没有听从耶和华的命令，急忙掳掠财物，行耶和华眼中为恶的事呢？扫罗对撒母耳说，我实在听从了耶和华的命令，行了耶和华所差遣我行的路，擒了亚玛利王亚甲来，灭尽了亚玛利人。百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，要在基甲献与耶和华你的神。
You could picture him pointing his fingers at his soldiers, right?
你可以想象扫罗用就是啊用他的手指着他的手下的人。
And it really doesn't impress us.
我们并不使我们感到惊奇。
So if we saw a movie and the, you know they were acting it out and we saw the scene on a screen.We would go, what kind of a king is that?
如果我们想象哈，我们看到这是一部电影，我们看到那幅景象的时候，我们心里会想，这是一个什么样的王？
It makes us kind of shake our heads and go, "What a man!"
我们心里面会很看不起他，说这是什么人呢、啊？
So when Samuel points out to Saul that you know you made a mistake.
当撒母耳指出像扫罗。指出你做了错事的时候
，And Saul says, "Okay, okay, I did something wrong."
扫罗说：“好了好了，我做了错事。
”But he still wants to look good.
但是呢，他还是想要表现得很好。
He says to Samuel in verse 30.
第三十节，他对撒母耳说
：“I have sinned. I agree with you. I have sinned. But please.” Honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel, and go back with me that I may worship the Lord your God.
扫罗说：“我有罪了。虽然如此，求你在我百姓的长老和以色列面前抬举我，同我回去，我好敬拜耶和华你的神。”
He still wants to look good.
他还想看上去很好。
He wants people to look at him and think highly of him.
他想呢，当别人看他的时候，能够尊敬他。
Even though he sinned against the Lord, he still wants a good look in front of people.
虽然他得罪了神，但是呢，他还想在人的面前表现得很好。
That makes me think about us.
这使我想到我们自己。
Not to question our, actually, sometimes I think we do need to question our intentions and our motives.
有的时候我相信我们确实是需要看一看我们的动机我们的目的
Do I say or do the things that I do to please the Lord? Or do I do say and do the things that I do so that people will think highly of me?
我所说的所做的是为了讨神的喜悦呢还是叫人可以高抬我
You know we look at Saul and we say wow that's so obvious how could he miss it?
我们看扫罗的时候说这么明显的事情他怎么会不明白呢
How could he possibly not see that the thing that he did was displeasing to the Lord?
他怎么还不知道他所做的不能讨神的喜悦呢
It's very easy for us to see because it's somebody else.
当我们看别人的时候我们都很容易。
You know, all of us, I'm going to talk a little bit about anatomy. Any optometrists here?
我们这里有没有
Or eye doctors?
眼科的
No? Okay.
有没有眼科的医生或者有没有一般的医生
okay. So if I make any mistakes or errors, please forgive me.
如果我讲的不对请原谅
We have two eyeballs.
我们有两个眼球
And in our eyeball, in the back of the eyeball is the retina.
在我们眼球的后面是 retina.
The image that everything that we see goes through our eye lens and is projected onto the retina.
我们所看见的呢，都是经过我们的这个 lens， 我们的眼球啊，然后达到后边的那个部分。
So the retina is like that screen.
就是像这个屏幕。
The projector projects an image onto the screen, and the image is projected onto the screen.
那投影仪呢，把那个图像就投射到这个屏幕上。
There's a spot on all of our retinas where all the nerves come together to form the optic nerve.
那么在这个屏幕上所有的神经最后呢都集中在一点。
And that spot
那一点
cannot pick up any light.
那一点呢可以 pick up or not pick up.
Not pick up.
那一点呢不能捕捉到任何的光线。
So you can kind of do something and find out there's a, oh, really, if you, anyway. There is a blind spot where no image can be projected or seen on that spot.
在我们这个屏幕上呢有一个盲点什么都看不见。
You know, if we can see behind that blind spot or into that blind spot.
如果我们能够在那个盲点里面还看见东西的话。
We would be there.
我们就能看到自己。
I don't know if you know that. If I look at my blind spot over there, you will see a picture. I will see a picture of me.
如果我能够看见那个盲点的话，我就看到了我自己。
Because we can see the faults and the things that people, other people do wrong very, very, we have 20/20 vision when it comes to that.
我们的视力是最好的, 然后我们看到, 看别人的时候, 我们那个视力就是2.0。
But when I make mistakes, when I do the things wrong, I am blind.
但是呢, 我自己做错事的时候, 我就看不见了。
All a man's ways seem right to him.
人所行的在自己眼中都看为正。
Do you think that you are right all the time?
你觉不觉得任何时候都是你对?
Okay, if you say no, I don't think I'm right all the time. Do you think you are right most of the time?
如果你说我不是每次都对, 那么你是不是觉得大多数时候你都是对的?
We just don't see it.
我们看不清这一点。
We think that we are right all the time.
我们觉得我们每次都对。
Even in young people,
甚至年轻人,
I have experience with my kids when they were little. I try to tell them something, but they say no, you're wrong.
当我小孩很小的时候, 我想要跟他们讲一些事情, 但是他们会说, 你错了。
Makes me scratch my head and say, how did he come to this conclusion that he is so right?
让我真的不明白, 他怎么会觉得他这么对呢?
I remember when I was 8 years old, at that time I was in Korea, I was in third grade.
我记得那个年就是我三年级, 那个时候我还在韩国。
We were going to take a test.
我们有一次考试。
It's like English test, except I was in Korea, it was a Korean test.
就像英文考试一样, 但是因为在韩国, 所以呢是韩语的考试。
It was a test on the language.
是语言考试。
The teacher gave out the examinations.
老师把考试卷给我们。
And she said, okay, before you start, there's one question in there that's difficult for you.
你们考试之前我告诉你们一件事, 这里面有一道题很难。
I put that question there, but you know, I decided it's beyond your ability to know the answer.
我把那个题, 虽然我考你们那道题, 但是那道题呢, 超出了你们的能力。
So I'm going to give you the answer.
所以呢, 我把答案告诉你们。
So she gave us the answer.
所以他把答案给我们了。
I'm sitting there saying, that doesn't sound right.
我坐在那儿想, 不对啊。
The teacher is giving us the answer, the whole class. And I'm sitting there saying, that doesn't sound right.
老师把答案给了全班, 但是我坐在那儿想, 不太对。
I know the right answer.
我知道正确的答案。
I wrote my answer down.
我就把答案写下来。
I didn't write what she told us.
不是照老师所说的。
Guess what? I got that question wrong.
结果呢? 我做错了。
As a matter of fact, I don't know how. If I just got that question wrong, I would have passed the test. But I failed the whole test.
虽然呢, 如果我其他的都对了, 只错了那一道题的话, 我还能够通过, 但是呢, 我最后没有通过。
I said the teacher is wrong, and I'm right.
我心里面想, 老师错, 我是对的。
I was 8 years old.
我呢, 8岁。
8 years old.
8岁。
How about older people?
那么年纪大一点的人怎么样呢?
When we get older, we become more wise and mature and know that we could be wrong sometimes.
我们慢慢成熟之后, 我们更加有智慧, 也更加的聪明, 我们知道有的时候我们会错。
Saul, we see his shortcomings.
扫罗, 他有问题。
We see his faults.
他,
we see his faults.
Okay, 他的错误。
He doesn't seem to have the makeup to be a good king.
他没有, 他装作呢, 他是一个, 他想要表现出是一个好的王。
So surely as the Lord said, I'm going to take the kingdom from you and give it to somebody else.
神呢, 对他很确定地说, 我要把你的王位给另外一个人。
And the king that replaced Saul was different.
代替扫罗做王的那一个就不同。
King David was a man after the Lord's own heart.
大卫王是合神心意的人。
Sure. We looked at the Bible and we'll be able to find some of the things that he did wrong.
不错, 我们看圣经呢，可以发现他做了一些错的事。
One night he looks out through the window, or he's walking on the roof, sees through somebody's window, somebody's bathing.
有一天，他从窗户看过去，看到有人洗澡。
Wow, I like her.
他很喜欢她。
Bring her to me.
把她带来。
You know, he commits adultery.
他就犯了奸淫罪。
In the end, he winds up killing this woman's husband.
最后呢，他杀了这个妇人的丈夫。
And takes her to be his own wife.
把她娶来。
I think everybody would. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that he's not doing the right thing.
也不需要非常啊多么缜密的头脑，你就知道他做错事了。
But when Nathan comes and points this out.
当拿单来指出他错误的时候，
he doesn't react like Saul.
他的反应和扫罗不一样。
Immediately, he says, "I have sinned against the Lord."
他立刻说，我得罪神了。
He repents of his sins.
他为罪悔改。
That's the difference between Saul and David.
这就是扫罗跟大卫的不同。
Also, remember when David said, "You know, let's take a census."
问一下大家哈。
He took a census against the Lord's will.
他不对哈，他呢，他数点民，他没有按照神的命令来数点人数。
And when Prophet Gad comes to him and says, "You know, what you did really displeased the Lord."
当先知来对他说，你所做的得罪神的时候。
Again, David repents.
大卫呢，再一次悔改。
David repents of his actions.
大卫为他的行为悔改。
And he begs the Lord to take away his sin.
他求神除去他的罪。
And the third one I recall is, remember when he is fleeing Absalom?
第三件事我想到就是当他躲避的时候，他躲避那个亚撒家的时候，他的儿子。亚撒龙的时候
Yes, Absalom, his own son, conspires against him to take over the kingdom.
他自己的儿子亚撒龙起来反对他，篡夺他王位。
And David is running away.
大卫就逃避。
And as he's running away, this man named Shimei,
有一个叫做示美的人
is yelling and cursing him.
咒诅他。
One of the soldiers named Abishai. Hears this and says, looks at David and says, "Let me go kill this dog for you."
大卫手下的一个人说，叫我杀了这条狗。
But Samuel, I'm sorry, that David responds differently. Than Saul, differently than most of you and I would respond.
但是大卫所回答的呢，跟扫罗不同，跟你我也不同。
When this guy is cursing at him, David says, "Let him alone."
当那个人咒诅他的时候呢，大卫说
"Let him curse, for the Lord has told him."
让他咒诅，因为呢，这是神叫他做的。
I think the difference between Saul and David can be found in the heart.
我相信呢，扫罗跟大卫的不同乃是在于他们心不同。
Saul's heart was interested in making himself look good.
扫罗的心乃是要他自己，乃是要让他自己表现得很好。
He's interested in what people around him think of him.
他所在意的是他周围的人怎么看他。
David's heart is a little bit different.
大卫的心不同
Actually, quite a bit different.
非常的不同
David's heart was always open before the Lord and to the Lord
大卫的心总是向着神所敞开的
When we read the Psalms
我们读诗篇的时候
Many of his Psalms, of David's Psalms The beginning is a lot of struggle
大卫许多的诗开始的时候呢都是有很多的 愁烦。
Many of his psalms, he's struggling with the circumstance.
很多都是因着环境的缘故。
He's struggling with the people around him.
也因着他周围的人的缘故。
But as we go read through those psalms, the tone changes.
但是我们读下去的时候，就慢慢慢慢就不一样。David's
eyes and his heart always turn from people. By the end of the psalm, is always on the Lord.
大卫的眼睛和他的心，当随着这个诗歌下去的时候呢，就转向了，总是转向神。That's
the difference between Saul and David.
这就是扫罗跟大卫的不同。David's
heart is always open before the Lord.
大卫的心在神面前总是敞开的。I
don't know if you're familiar with Psalm 139.
不知道你是否熟悉诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139 is a psalm about being opened before the Lord.
139篇呢，就是这个诗篇就是讲到我们向神把心敞开。
It's a psalm about David saying, Lord, you know me. You know me inside and out.
诗篇里面大卫说，神啊，你知道我，你完全的认识我。
No matter what I do, no matter where I go, no matter what I think, you know me.
无论我做什么，我在哪里，我到什么地方，你都知道我。
And in the end, David says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
在结束的时候说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。Have
we ever prayed that to the Lord?
我们有没有这样向神祷告过？
And really meant it from the heart?
是从我们内心。
It's a fearful thing to have the Lord search our hearts and let us know it.
让神来鉴察我们的心，让我们知道我们的意念，是一件很可怕的事。But
the thing that David knows is no matter how evil and wicked we are inside,
大卫知道一件事，不管我们心里面有什么样的恶行恶念，
the Lord is gracious.
神主是有恩典的。The
Lord is willing to go inside of our hearts and change us from the inside.
神愿意在我们心里面来改变我们。
All of us by nature are like Saul.
我们在本性里面都跟扫罗一样。
We are really no different than Saul.
我们跟扫罗没有什么不同。
If we were in the circumstances that he were in,
如果我们在他的环境里面,
I think many of us would do exactly the same thing.
我们当中许多人跟他做的会是一样。
And by God's grace, if the Lord helps us to see, you know, what's inside of us? It's not very good.
但是如果神给我们恩典，让我们看到我们心里面所想的不好。
And even when we recognize that, we still can't do anything about it.
但是呢，就算我们知道了，我们还是没有任何办法。
Because in Jeremiah, the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure.
因为耶利米书告诉我们说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
It is deceitful above all things and beyond cure.
比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
But thanks to the Lord, He can do the things that's impossible with man.
但是感谢主，他能够做人不能的，凡事在神都能。
Don't we wish that we can trust the Lord the way David does? David did.
我们是不是也希望我们能够像大卫一样来信靠神呢？
Going back to that time when Gad came to him to reprimand him for taking the census.
再次回到当加德告诉大卫他数点民数的那个时候。
The Lord gives him three options. The Lord says to David, how do you want to be punished? I'm going to give you three options. You tell me how you want to be punished.
神对大卫说, 你有 三个选择，你选择呢是哪一个使你啊受到惩罚？
David's response was, I am in deep distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for His mercy is great.
大卫说，我甚为难，我愿落在耶和华的手里，因为他有丰盛的怜悯。
All a man's way seems right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart.
人所行的在自己眼中都为正，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
We can see Saul.
我们可以看见扫罗。
We can see David.
我们也可以看见大卫。
The work is in us.
但是呢，我们要做的，我们自己要负责。
The Lord's work.Is in our hearts, your heart and mine.
但是神所要做的是在我们心里。
We do look at the surface things. That's all we can do.
我们只能看到表面。
When we see somebody serving the Lord,
我们看有人服侍主的时候。
When we see somebody saying unpleasant things,
当我们听见有人说啊不好听的话的时候。
We could only see and hear.This, from the, based on the senses that we have,
我们所听见的、所看见的呢，都是基于我们自己的啊自己的感觉。
But the Lord takes all that aside.
但是呢，主把这一切都挪开。
He's only interested in one thing in us.
他在我们里面只看重一件事。
What we do with our hands,
我们手所做的。
What we say with our lips,
我们嘴所说的。
Yes, He does care.
他确实也在意。
He cares because that's what comes out from our hearts.
他之所以看重，是因为这些都是出自我们的内心。
Not so much what we say and how we say it.
不是那么在乎我们说什么，我们怎么说。
But the Lord is saying, why did he say that?
而是呢，我们为什么这么说
？Why did he do that?
为什么这么做
？So he takes the heart, puts it on the scale.
他把我们的心放到天平上。
I want this heart to be heavy.
他要这是一个真实的心。
I want this heart to have some substance.
他希望这个心里面有内容。
You and I, our heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure.
但是我们的心却比万物都诡诈。
And before the Lord, our own hearts.The hearts that we were born with.
我们信主之前，我们生出来的这个心。
God looks at it as filthy as rags.
神看到说，这是这是不是一个好的心。
God wants our hearts to go, and the Lord's heart to increase.
神呢，要我们的心啊离开，然后呢，他的心可以进来。
May the Lord give us the eyes to see.
愿神给我们一个能够看得见的眼睛。
I'm going to paraphrase Proverbs 3, 5 to 6.
我们来看箴言第三章。
Chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
May the Lord give us the grace to trust in Him.
Which word?
5-6.
第五节，第三章第五节第六节。
Now, this is a verse that we are very familiar with.
这是我们很熟悉的。
May the Lord give us the grace to trust in Him with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will make our paths straight.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
When the Lord give us the grace to see that our hearts are just like Saul's,
当神给我们看到我们的心像扫罗一样的时候
，May we have the humble heart to turn.
我们的心能不能够谦卑下来回转？
In 2 Corinthians 3:16,
哥林多后书三章十六节
But whenever a man turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
当人转向神的时候, 幔子就掉下来。
Whenever a man turns to the Lord,
每当人转向神的时候,
that is talking about our hearts.
这是讲到我们的心。
It is talking about the veil that is over our hearts.
讲到我们心里的帕子。
May the Lord give us the grace and the mercy to turn our hearts.
愿神给我们恩典怜悯，我们的心可以转向他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you that you accept us.
父，我们感谢你，你接纳我们。
Knowing how sinful we are.
我们知道我们是何等样罪人的时候。
Because we believe in your Son.
因为我们相信你的儿子。
And his blood has shed for our sins.
他的血为我们罪而流。
You accept us the way we are.
您就照着本相接纳了我们。
And we thank you that you will not leave us the way you found us.
我们感谢主，感谢神，你不是照我们的本相来惩罚我们。
We thank you that you're going to change us, to transform us into the image of your Son.
乃是改变我们，变成你儿子的形象。
From glory to glory.
荣上加荣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.